Now, the history of Nova. It started as a continuation from the Sunshine setup, which initially was only a mono station. And we started here about 14 months ago in 81, around about May, June, 81, only as an FM station with a different format as well. I mean, Sunshine's format was closely linked to what was available in the 60s, which was a lot of chat and the disc jockey becoming more popular than the records, right? Now, our boss here felt it was fairly much old hat, and he went for a clutter-free format, which not alone meant a reduction of patter from the disc jockey, it also meant you were getting more continuous music. You were getting sweeps of music, three records in a row, two records in a row, making it very much a listener station. And the reaction was great from the word go. Obviously, people within the business felt that it wasn't quite the format they would like, because people on the disc jockey side of the microphone felt, well, it was hampering with their star quality, right? But from a listener's point of view, they thought it was great. The format also stressed that we only played favourite records. It wasn't a radio station to break records. We played hit records, and we played proven records, quality records that would sound well on an FM signal. The station became popular through word of mouth, had no problem finding its way into factories, boutiques, and general places of amusement within Dublin. And all of a sudden it was in the homes as well, because people were aware of it. Glenn Frey on Radio Nova, one of the couple he's got on release at the moment, and that's been a hit already in America, and it's called I Found Somebody. Almost 20 minutes before 6 o'clock right here on Nova 846 and the FM 88 frequency. Here's Jackson Brown and Somebody's Baby. Now, where was I?
You got into the factories and the home.
That's right. Now, like everything else, once a station gains popularity, very soon the commercial interests want to get involved, i.e. advertising. So the advertising came very quickly, and the progression from the FM was we had a tower erected for medium wave transmission, and it was a very powerful signal. Now, the actual output in wattage, I don't particularly know. I mean, the technical end is somebody else's forte. So it increased the popularity. But with the change, or with the complement of having a medium wave transmission as well, we leaned a lot more, I think, from that point towards top 40 records. And a slight pull away from the album tracks we used to play an awful lot of. And it was just a gradual
I noticed that you can just about sort of get the Sunshine on yourself in England, where I live. Well, and that you sort of Sunshine modified their sound, and then you sort of came back a bit, and you sort of almost met halfway.
That's right. Well, I suppose it's been a constant, well, battle maybe isn't the word, but I mean, obviously, at this stage, because Sunshine took the pirate situation in Ireland to a new level. I'd like to think Nova took it to a further level. Equipment-wise and output-wise and presentation-wise, I think it's on par with anything you get in England. So it's very much each other being aware of what each other is doing and competing accordingly. Mm. Now, recent surveys show that we hockeyed most people around. I mean, these are qualified figures. And they give us an audience percentage in the audience area we broadcast to of upwards to 44%, which at one stage we found very hard to believe. I mean, okay, it's nice to believe it, but it was verified. And there was a double survey done, and the figures are there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Nova successful formula is having a very strong signal and playing good music, the best music, they say.
I read a bit in McGill about some jamming. What was the story about that?
The jamming situation. Although it was avidly denied from RTE quarters, the fact that the jamming came from a building owned by RTE, away from their transmitting site in Donnybrook, or their broadcast site in Donnybrook. It came from an old museum. Well, a museum for past odds and ends they had lying around, so they set up a museum. But there was an aerial on top of that, and our man here, our boss, went and with various equipment tracked down the signal. It was coming from the RTE museum building in Rathmines, which is directly in the line between our broadcast site, which is in the heart of Dublin, and the transmitting site in Green Acres. And the positioning of their transmitter on top of this building was right smack in the centre. Now, our system here is slightly different to the Sunshine situation and to most situations in the past with pirates. We use a microlink. We send up our signal on a microlink, which obviously can be tampered at any point in a direct line between our broadcast site and our transmitting site. And somebody obviously felt the ideal situation was the Rathmines building. So that's basically it. Hold on a second. I'll be waiting for you if you ever wanna be there.
It's hard to catch you. It's all right.
Okay, that's Fleetwood Mac and their current hit, and it's called Hold Me.
Rathmines Motors Limited, the Opel Centre, Ireland's longest established Opel dealer, is open on the Rathmines Road for sales and leasing. We have a full after-sales service and an express delivery service on all Opel parts. Why not call in or phone Rathmines Motors, the Opel Centre, on 976661.
Life is what you make it. And at this year's Good Life exhibition at the RDS, there are virtually hundreds of ideas for making life more comfortable and enjoyable than ever before. 70 stands show the best of furnishings, household products, appliances, home extensions, heating, and lots more. Among the feature exhibits are Twinks Styled and Furnished Apartment, fashion shows, makeup and beauty care, cooking demonstrations, Walt Disney promotion, and many leisure and pastime interests. It's family entertainment at the Good Life exhibition, RDS, 14th to the 19th of September.
I'll tell you, Bridie, there must be an easier way of losing the flab.
Try Slender Tone, darling.
Is that some kind of new silage spreader, like?
No, dear, it's quite simple. Slender Tone exercises your muscles while you relax. It literally pulls your figure back into shape without risk of strain or fatigue.
It must be fierce expensive, like.
No, actually, you can hire Slender Tone for 4 weeks at a very low cost. Or if you wish, you can buy one.
Right. What's the number? I'll take half a dozen of them.
For what, darling?
Well, two wouldn't be enough, like, for the mother-in-law, would it?
Beside the Leopardstown Inn, they're open till 7:30 p.m. Phone 888-079.
Right, that's 888-079. I got it.
Are you looking for a house? Well, would you believe that just £21,500 will buy your superb Georgian-style house? It's true. These houses are built to the highest standard and have to be seen to be believed. Only 25 minutes from Blanchardstown, they are at least £10,000 cheaper than anything similar in Dublin. So contact Shannon Homes today for more details. Shannon Homes, Abbey Grove in Navan. Phone 786-181. That's 786-181. Clutter-free.
Think of any more questions offhand. I've got not the greatest interviewer in the world. Probably think of a dozen when I go down the road. It's always the way.
Okay, let's see if I can think of anything else. Perhaps should go on.
Of course, the microwave is line of sight, isn't it, virtually?
Oh, it is, yes.
Yeah. There was a building in the way. It did block it just the same.
But I think with the arrival of both Nova and Sunshine on the air, it gave greater credibility to the pirates as such. And I think at this stage, very few people who listen both to Sunshine and Nova think of them as being pirates. I mean, they're part of their listening habit. Now, whichever one they choose, or whether it's the state station, the three of them are very much part of people's listening pattern. And they're not classed as pirates. Because, I mean, there is a high level of professionalism both in the newscasts and the presentation of music on all three of them. So
he'll be coming up to a busy time on here shortly, so
that's right, yeah.
I'd better
the old 6 o'clock is very, very busy.
Yes. Anyway, thanks a lot. Yeah.
But the handiest thing is, I mean, if he is compiling something like that, or whoever is compiling it, there is material over here. I don't mean in this building, but there is material. There is a chap who's connected, I think, either with Bourneside Radio or Carousel. Kieran. Oh, he runs the Free Radio Association over here and has for years. And, excuse me, over the years, he's compiled bits and pieces. I mean, he came in to me one night and said, "Do I remember being on Radio Dublin?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Well, I have a piece of you on Radio Dublin." Because it goes back a long time. I mean, I think at this stage, Radio Dublin are celebrating their 16th anniversary. So there's obviously a wealth of material. Yeah. Whether the quality is up to scratch or not, I don't know. But there obviously is.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's worthwhile logging, because in the short space of time, it'll become history. You know, it's part of the Irish makeup of radio.
Okay, thanks. Can I take a photograph as well, just for the record?
No, but I tidy up. Maybe that's the way we are.
Pardon?
But I tidy it up.